Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Number one terrorist in the world by every account. Bad person, killed a lot of Americans, killed a lot of people. We killed him. And when the Democrats try and defend him, it's a disgrace to our country. They can't do that.
All right, the president, as he was getting ready to leave for a football game, the national championship game, he was in New Orleans where LSU beat Clemson, so it was the Tigers against the Tigers. He answered questions that were being yelled at him, and of course one of them is about Iran and the situation with Iran and their leaders and what's going to ultimately happen there, and was this a credible thing to do that has unleashed a lot of terror and possibilities of worse on the U.S. and perhaps other countries, some are saying. But look, this is the bottom line as we kick this off. Kate Delaney, thrilled as always that you're here with us on the show, but, you know, the U.S. commanders at the base say that the missile barrage definitely was designed to kill. And I looked at some of the photographs of the aftermath of it, and boy, it just gave me a chill. Oh, there is no question that's exactly what that was made for. It was made for destruction. And this was just last week, of course, we know. There were deep, deep craters in Iraq at this base. And then the wreckage of what was where our soldiers, our troops were living, and a helicopter launch site. Two were thrown through the window of a tower. Dozens of troops were later treated for concussion because of the missile strikes, because think of what it was like. So it was designed, as the Lieutenant Colonel Tim Garland, who's the commander of Task Force Jazeera, said, and was there on the base that day, said these were designed and organized to inflict as many casualties as possible. And he said they came in waves. There was 15 minutes between each. And during those intervals, Rapid Response Force was repeatedly on the move to assess the blast sites and find people who might have been hurt. It lasted an hour and a half. Explosions that could be seen for miles. So I don't know. Soleimani, who was planning on, according to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, and the defense secretary, and frankly, others at the Pentagon, he was hell-bent on doing damage to the United States and attacking at least four embassies, but now there is chatter as to whether or not this was justified and leading to, of course, some of this revenge. Nobody died, thank goodness, except for all the people on that Ukrainian plane that went down. And it is scary, honestly. Whatever search engine you use, if you go and you look at the photographs and they'll come up, yeah, I'm going to agree with everything they're saying on that base. That how long it took, what happened, the fact that you had the perimeters being checked for casualties, the attack was going on when that was happening, and easily, this could have been a much different scenario. And if it had been, there would be no question as to whether or not we would have war with Iran. I mean, even on Monday, troops were still wearing body armor, walking through open spaces on the base. In the canteen, wooden chairs were turned on the tables. They were required to grab their food and then leave. Just grab it and leave. So the new normal is duck and cover. And this, again, is at a base in Iraq. And they certainly knew what they were doing, and they knew how many people could possibly be there, because you always have at least 2,000 to 1,500 in the U.S. coalition. Wow. And they were thinking that there could be more attacks based on what they had seen and what the intel was. So I don't know, justified now? Did this open the chaos that has ensued with what was Soleimani planning to do? I think that the information was credible based on what I know from the Pentagon and based on everything else, of course, that is being said. Now, he's right about the fact that we live in the polarized world, right? Democrats don't believe it. They don't think there was any imminent threat. And they're saying that, you know, this shouldn't have happened. And then as a result, you have like a Canadian CEO blaming our president for Iran shooting down a plane, Mike McCain, who's the CEO of a Canadian company called Maple Leaf Foods, slamming the Trump administration for the plane that went down. The wife and family of a colleague were on that plane. And to say it was a human error, which of course is what Iran is saying, he says is unacceptable, because of course the crash happened hours after Iran fired more than a dozen missiles at military bases housing our troops in Iraq on Wednesday morning. And then you have this, speaking of bases, and you have the Attorney General, William Barr, saying that the shooting by a Saudi national that killed three American troops at a Pensacola Navy base last year was an act of terrorism. They did an investigation and said that Mohammed al-Sarami, who was posting anti-American, anti-Israeli, and jihadi messages all over his social media, including a post on September 11th in 2019 saying the countdown's begun, and then another post just 2 hours before the shooting, the evidence shows that he was motivated by jihadist ideology. And he was getting flight training at that naval base in Pensacola. So he did kill three. He wounded at least eight others. This happened at the beginning of December before he was killed by police. Remember, right away, it appeared to be a terrorist attack, and that's exactly what was said. But the Defense Secretary, Mark Esper, ordered a review of the procedures for foreign nationals on U.S. military installations, and the Navy grounded 300 Saudi students getting flight training in the U.S. A spokesperson for the embassy of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia in the United States emphasized that he carried out the attack alone and said that 28,000 Saudi troops have received military training in the U.S. without any kinds of incidents whatsoever. But the Pentagon confirmed in a statement that the Defense Department worked with the Saudi embassy in the U.S. to send the students whose actions raised concerns back to Saudi Arabia, because they found that there was other derogatory material, and they sent all of those back. They found 21 members of the Saudi military training in the U.S. had what they called, again, derogatory material. 17 had some sort of jihadi or anti-American content on their social media. Not enough for charges, but enough to say, you can leave. Stay with us. We're bouncing out. See you on the other side.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurance insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
$1 billion, J.K. Rowling was once living off unemployment, weaving her fantasy novels in a coffee shop. I'm Kate Delaney, and this is her story.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Pau de Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea at DrinkSuperTea.com or 818-965-9113. The Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only available at DrinkSuperTea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com.
Author J.K. Rowling is best known for writing the fantasy series surrounding a character named Harry Potter. Her first novel, Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone, was published in 1997. She went on to write five more sequels in that series, selling 500 million copies. All went on to become films. Still writing other popular novels, she is also a film and television producer and a huge philanthropist, giving so much of her fortune away. I'm Kate Delaney, and that's her story. I gotta love that. You gotta love that story. The fact that she was, had this story in her head to write, and then she wrote the story while she was struggling. And then ends up becoming one of the wealthiest women. Of course, she gives tons of money away, but became one of the wealthiest women in the world. And she did, actually, and certainly in England, and put her right in the company of so many others. And some like the Harry Potter series, and some do not. I watched some of the films but didn't see all of them, and then Manchore wanted to see what all the hubbub was about, and so that was a binge-watching session one time when there was terrible weather, and so we actually saw all of the Harry Potter films, and I applaud her for doing what she did. I mean, you go from, again, struggling, not making excuses, just writing your story down the series. Nobody wants the book. Nobody wants it. And then finally someone takes a chance on it, and it becomes this crazy, wild, hugely successful book, movie, etc. It's, you know, rides in at Disney or Universal. Is it Disney? I think it's Disney. Can't remember. Or Universal, one of them. Might be Universal. But Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, the Cuckoo's Calling, the Silkworm, you know, all of those. Because she went on to write other books under another pseudonym. That's when you know you have the gift, when you're writing books under other names. There are other people that do that, like Nora Roberts, who's written, or not Nora Roberts, Nora Roberts, who's written like 250 books, and then has now another series that she does under another name. And it's the same thing with J.K. Rowling, whose pen name is J.K. Rowling, and Robert Galbraith is the other name that she uses. In the series that I talked about, I mentioned a couple of those books. She's written five of them for adult readers: The Casual Vacancy, Cormoran Strike, The Cuckoo's Calling, The Silkworm, Career of Evil, Lethal White. Wow. I mean, that is totally the rags to riches story. Rags to riches. Wow. So it just does show you, though, right? If you think that you are being hampered by economic factors, I don't know, how do other people do it? There is something to that. You know what it is? It is that dogged sense of, I have to do this, whatever it takes. I want it so badly. I want to write these stories. I want to do whatever. And then that's what happens. We see this in all walks of life. All right, speaking of wanting it badly, it's interesting as we look into finance and we look into business starting off into a new year and where things are headed. And, you know, where things are headed is that people are in a gig economy, so much so that the IRS even has rules for the gig economy. If you do these gigs, that's the language they even use, this is how you should file your taxes. And now hobbies are becoming profitable for a lot of people. And sometimes the hobbies can be home brewing, because apparently there are over 1 million amateur craft brewers in the United States. And they have contests that crop up all over the place. And boy, oh boy. How about flying drones? My videographer gets requests for drones all the time to do video over real estate, over businesses, etc. So drones with cameras, the images, the video, it can show off the top view, and I can see why real estate especially, that would be really big. So that's led to some side careers for a lot of people, a lot of people. And then there is the knitters of the world who may be quite good at it and can actually sell their blankets, their scarves, and their sweaters. And I met some of those people when I was in Ireland who made a pretty decent living. I mean, and they did everything from the sheep were sheared on their property to making everything to do with knitting, making it the whole product, and then selling it. And I'm sure there's so many other things that are out there that people are doing that are getting notice and are becoming part of, like, what I called, again, the gig economy. But as we come to that time of year when we wince and we start to look at our taxes and we start to get forms back for people that are in that, 1099 realm or their own LLC, you know, it comes with its own set of headaches. I love these commercials where they talk about what people can do and how amazing they are and why, you know, why basically can't they do their own taxes? Why can't they do TurboTax? Because when you do TurboTax, sometimes you get into trouble because you make mistakes. I think there is something to the whole tax thing in your head. And I think that's why people procrastinate it maybe more than anything else they do. I mean, that's that old joke about something, what can't we avoid? Death and taxes. And the tax situation, I know on this show, in the 15 years, can you believe that I've been doing it? I know on this show, I have talked about being a fan of an easier tax system, whether it's a flat tax or another way to do this. But I think there's a better way to figure it out instead of some of the complicated rigmarole that you have to jump through in filing taxes. And I, honestly, I think that's what scares people off. Or then they hear these stories about somebody going to somebody and it still ends up being a nightmare, or the fear of having some kind of an audit and have to frantically rectify whatever it is that they claimed. And usually, and so many times, people don't claim enough. And this is said over and over again because of the fear of getting pinched somehow in not claiming the right amount and figuring out the correct way. Oh, well, we don't have to worry about that really until April, right? Until 2 days or 3 days before the tax deadline. If there was only a real way to count that. It used to be that cars would line up at post offices because people would be flinging them in to get them stamped. But now you don't have to do that. So you don't have those crazy waits any longer. It's not done the same way than how it used to be. And I don't know, maybe that's a blessing or a curse. I think some people actually like the idea of waiting till the last second, running out with everybody else and, you know, getting it stamped right before it went into another day, right before midnight, I'm going to have it happen so that I am official. Hey, I talked about this and I got a lot of reaction the other day, and quickly I'll mention this. It is true. Justin Bieber is recovering from Lyme disease, and he was diagnosed with Lyme disease and chronic mono. So in a sense, he's kind of been missing in action, where you would see him pop up more. And Lyme disease can zap you, let alone add mono onto that. And that bacteria, I've known some people have dealt with that. It's the bite of an infected tick. And your symptoms are fever, headache, fatigue. A lot of times you get this skin rash. And if you can catch it right away, then sometimes it's easy to treat versus how dangerous it can be. Hang with us, put your feet up, and enjoy the rest of it the rest of the way.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
As the Democrats gear up for a primary debate in Des Moines, Iowa, Tuesday night, there will be one less person running, New Jersey Senator Cory Booker dropping out of the 2020 race.
I'm suspending my campaign for president with the same spirit with which it began.
And a recent Des Moines Register CNN poll shows Bernie Sanders leading in Iowa with 20%, followed by Elizabeth Warren at 17%, third place Mayor Pete at 16%, and former Vice President Joe Biden at 15%.
This was an act of terrorism.
In other news, Attorney General Bill Barr demands Apple unlock two cell phones used by the Saudi national responsible for shooting and killing three members of the military at the Pensacola Naval Base in Florida. Barr wants to see if he acted alone and says the attack was terrorism motivated by jihadist ideology. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Corner this time around, Patricia Mottola. She's written a book called Religion or Relationship, Living with the Holy Spirit. We had a great off-air conversation. Hey, Patricia, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for calling.
So, you know, you look at the title, Religion or Relationship, and you and I flushed this out in our conversation that was, like I said, off the air. Where do you think the confusion lies for most people?
Difference is in what the relationship with Jesus is. When we come to Him, we receive and accept Him as our Savior. He sends the Holy Spirit to live inside of us. And with that, having His presence in us all the time, then we have an opportunity to build a relationship with the Lord who made us for His purposes so that we can live the life He wants us to live with His power within us.
Do you think that there is a misconception about that, that I can't just have a relationship, that I have to be in a church somewhere, I have to be listening to whatever it is, whatever denomination, that I can't just have that relationship?
No, this is like, how do you know the guy across the street until you're introduced to him?
Yeah.
But the important thing is that we understand that the relationship is what's important, because what would your relationship with your husband be if all you did was just, you knew who he was and he was in the house, but you didn't talk about anything?
Yeah, it wouldn't be very good.
That wouldn't
there
be
wouldn't
a relationship.
Be a relationship, yeah.
It wouldn't be a relationship. And so most of the time the problem exists in we need a religion. And so we go to a church. But going to a church is not a relationship. The relationship has to be with the Lord who died on the cross for us.
Yeah.
And so it's a belief system, if that's what you have, is when you believe that Jesus, you can believe it all with, you know, that Jesus went on the cross and he died for me and all that. I did that for 20-some years. Until my future mother-in-law said to me, do you know you're going to go to heaven when you die? And I said, I didn't know you could know that. And she told me about accepting Jesus. And when I went home that day, I accepted the Lord as my Savior and invited him into my life. And he has built this relationship all through the years, just like you build it. You get to know each other really well, and you work together, and the Holy Spirit lives inside of us and directs us in as much as we desire it. He will not, he's a gentleman, he will not force his will on anybody. You have to want it. But it is not just the knowledge of the kind of religion you have.
Ah, so this is so much deeper than that, like you're talking about in building that relationship. Is that what made you write the book, because of the conversation you had and the powerful change in your life with your mother-in-law?
Oh, absolutely. Because from that time on, my whole life, he was more important, and it just kind of grew. I learned how to invite him more into everything that there is, that I'm involved in, to the point where now he's number one, which he should have been from the beginning. But as a little kid, you know, you have to grow up.
Right.
And he's invited into my day with everything that's going on from the time I wake up in the morning. And he's with me throughout the day, and I invite him and say, Lord, this is what I'm going to do. Help me through it. And he's there. But that's a relationship.
I agree.
Just, well, I went to church on Sunday, and this is what we learned, and you go about your business and do it your way, your time.
Yeah, and because you have that relationship, that change, it made you write the book, etc., here now, and you're sharing that with everybody. What does it feel like? I mean, what does it feel like when you get up every day?
It's wonderful to know that I have him with me no matter what. The most wonderful thing happened to me just after my first meeting with the other spokesman. I'm 85. My vocabulary is kind of missing sometimes. But the thing is, after the first printing of the book came out and the first interview came out, I wanted to hear how I sounded. I didn't know how I sounded and what needed to be improved, because I knew there would be a couple more interviews. Mm-hmm. And so I prayed, Lord, help me to be able to find a way to hear that interview, because I hadn't heard it. And I didn't know. Well, this went on for a few weeks, and then I decided I was going to just go about my life I needed to get my hair done. So we have a hairdresser here, and she's only here. Now, these are the details that make a difference. She's only here 2 days a week, from about 9 in the morning until 1 o'clock in the afternoon, Thursday and Friday. And so I had to decide, what day am I going to go to get this hair fixed, because it's falling out? And so I chose Thursday. Got in there. Now, she's a Christian woman, and so she was asking me how things were going, because I had asked her to pray for me. And I was telling her I was trying to find a way to hear the interview, the first interview that I had, so I could know how to improve or do better. And so in between things, she wasn't busy that day. And so she started looking on her handset to see if she could find anything and find it so because she could listen too. So I went through it, got my hair done, sat there and waited, was just about ready to go out the door. And over her handset came this voice. This is an interview of Patricia Mottola and so on and so on and so on. And I got to hear the whole thing.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, how questionable is it? Who fixed that all up? I had to choose what day I was going in. Nobody else knew. I had a choice between 2 days and certain hours. But I got exactly what I had prayed for.
Yep, and then you could hear it, and that made you feel better, and you realized, wow, I have a voice. This is absolutely working. And we want to tell everyone, religion or relationship, I talk a lot about this, the difference between being in a church, reciting prayers, and then what happens with the rest of your life. So religion or relationship, living with the Holy Spirit, you can get it on Amazon.com. What is your greatest hope? What do you hope people take away from reading your book?
That no matter what, when we get to heaven, there is not going to be a name of a church up there. This is going to be the Lord's house. And we're going to be with him. So I'm hoping that I don't care what religion you are, that you have this relationship just by going to him and asking him, giving him your life to use for whatever he made you for.
Mm.
And when we turn our lives over to him, he's going to work. Now, think how he worked out that little detail at this perfect time when I could listen and she could hear, too. And I had been praying for a few weeks about it.
Right. And then it happened. Yep.
At a time
so interesting.
I knew nothing about it except I was trusting my Lord, my God, to do it for me when and if I needed it. And he gave it to me.
Wow. All right, so pick up the book, Religion or Relationship, as we're talking about here, Living with the Holy Spirit. Thank you so much, Patricia, and good luck the rest of the way with the book.
Well, I'm just praying that at my late age that this can help a lot of people who think they're religious but don't have the relationship. It's the relationship that makes the difference. It's not all the head knowledge or Bible school or college or how much you've been a preacher. How many preachers have I had that never once talked about having the Holy Spirit inside?
Yeah, so fascinating. Absolutely. Patricia, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me.
All right, so it's interesting, you know, on this show, when we go to Authors Corner, we talk to a lot of different people, Christian authors, authors of novels, people who are talking about provocative things, interesting things, and her background is fascinating. She was raised in Illinois, and she actually authored 3 how-to books for teachers, and so she was published in 1968, 1970, and 1972. So, you know, this is another book for her, as I mentioned, on Amazon, and she has taught special needs students. She did that through 2006 in private and public schools, and Patricia lives now in Rhode Island, retired, and she continues to teach, you know, her beliefs in Sunday school, etc. So, wow. Again, interesting. 85 years old and still at it and still, you know, doing what she can to be out there in the mix. All right. Thanks so much to all of you for listening to this version of the show. Make it count, everybody.
Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This author's corner, and I talked to him, gosh, it's been a couple of weeks, and we had such a fascinating conversation about his novel called Victim. Darren Moxham is with us, and he's so passionate about this, and that's one of the things that stood out when I got off of our call, and I love people like this, and this is a series, by the way, and that means, you know, of course, the carryover, the story, the wanting to know more. Darren, thanks so much for joining us.
Hi, Kate.
So let's talk about what, first of all, what drove you to write these books?
It's funny, Kate. I first started out writing poetry, which is totally different from writing, obviously, a novel. But, yeah, as the poem sort of progressed, I realized I started having a passion for stories, reading stories more than poetry. And then I started reading erotic stories. I was actually reading Zane at the time. And then I said to myself, okay, if this young lady could write a story so provocative, I myself should be able to do something like that. So I actually started writing short stories, and then I put that into my book, Let My Soul Be Heard. And from then, I decided I'm going to try myself with a full novel. So that's what really got me into it, from poetry to writing novels.
And the cool thing about writing the novel is, you know, like you said, you go from poetry to now this longer form, if you will, and fleshing out characters more. You have six main characters, don't you?
Yes, I do. I decided to write a book with, instead of being one main character, I decided to do six main characters so that it could reach out to a different sort of audience. Each character could reach out to different audiences. And not only that, but I noticed a lot of books I read tend to be one main character. So I thought to just throw something extra in there, you know. And yeah, I've got six main characters. As the book evolves, you could have probably seen more characters come into play as well, which is something I hope is unique.
It is unique. And how did you develop the characters? Is it a little bit from people you know, people that you've read about, different characteristics you observe? How'd you pull those characters together?
That's a brilliant question. I personally believe it's from, because I tend to write about characters that I've not necessarily gone through their pains. But I believe it's something that comes from within, as well as things that I perhaps read over a period of time during my life, and people that I've come across as well. So all in all, it's probably based around everything, you know, life itself, just generally, you know?
Absolutely, life itself. So when you write something like this, and you're writing this series, and you have these characters that evolve, you know this, Darren, that we have favorites, and you tend to fall in love with one, even if you're a writer. Who's your favorite character?
My personal favorite character, as he evolves, is going to be Hutton. It's probably Hutton. He tends to be a lot more level-headed, and he's not giving so much drama to anyone else, and he's perhaps a little more like myself. So Hutton's probably my favorite. He's not going to be majority of people's favorite, I would presume, simply because he's just a low-key character, whereas you have Nathan, you have Lionel, who's going through drugs, sort of different aspects, different livelihoods, you know, but with Hutton, he's very mellow, let's say, and yeah, he tends to be my favorite. I've noticed a lot of people are drawn to Sarah, who's one of my first characters within a novel, and yeah, she goes through her elements of pain and stuff like that as well. But yeah, Hutton probably is someone I'm drawn to most.
We're speaking with Darren Moxham, and he's written this series called Victim, and we're talking about the uniqueness of the six main characters, and then he revealed to us really one of his favorite characters. And this spans, you know, a different area. It's culturally, I would call it vibrant, and you really feel like, I really feel like I'm in London. Was that the idea?
That is definitely the idea. If you notice, a lot of it was based around the Northwest. I did that purposely. I let some of my characters expand outside of London. However, the majority of it was based in London and in Northwest, so people who's not necessarily lived in Northwest could get a feel of what it's like living in Northwest. And me personally, I was brought up in Northwest London, so I know a lot of the corner roads, things like that. So it helped with my characters. But as I expand with my writing in terms of general, I'll probably want to expand it elsewhere other than just London. However, for this particular book, yes, London was the main, and Northwest London was the main theme, so people could get a feel of it, let's say.
What was the reaction among your mates to writing not just one, but a whole series of books? What's been the reaction of the people close to you?
People close to me, it's been a positive reaction. I tend to get, so far, which I'm blessed at the moment, I tend to be getting a lot of 5-star ratings, even on Amazon. Some of those are from people I know, some of them from people that heard about me through someone else and things like that. So the feedback that I'm getting at the moment tends to be very, very good feedback. It's actually led me to write the second part of my novel, which is called Where the Wind Blows. So that's going to continue from victim to where my wind blows, where the wind blows. So the feedback I'm getting is tremendous, Kate.
When you started off writing, did you expect, because you talked about the poetry at first, did you think that you would be pumping out the pulp, as we say in the U.S., the way you are? This is pretty much this is an accomplishment. A lot of people talk about writing books, and they have maybe the ability to do it, but they never write that novel, that book. What does that feel like to you?
You know what? I call it, it's like my little baby, Kate. It's funny because although it is an accomplishment, in a way I feel like it's not, because it feels like it's something that is embedded in me, something that is just natural for me, you see. And yes, it's an accomplishment. I agree with you 100%. But for me, it's my life.
Yeah, I like that. It's my life, absolutely. And where do you hope this takes you? What do you think the path is? Do you not look so much at the overall picture, but you focus on the characters and what you're doing and see where it takes you?
With this book, because there's a lot of, let's say, for example, there's spousal abuse in there, there's drug addictions, I would like to think it would open up the doors for whoever reads it could find that there's a way out of the sticky situations that they're in. So let's say, for example, if it was to go into domestic violence organizations, things like that, that would be a lovely, lovely path for it to go down. Generally, when I write, I'm just writing to write. However, I do believe this book's got the capability of opening up doors, so to speak, you know? And yeah, if it does go down in that direction, like domestic violence places or anything like that, then I think that would actually be pretty good.
Yeah, absolutely. If you can help some people, etc. So with these books, and again, Victim, you can pick up the series. Just go to Amazon.com. It's really easy to obviously find it there, and you can find it in other places too. What do you hope people take away? And that could be one of the takeaways, but what do you hope people take away from reading your books?
Just essence of basically that they could get out of any situation that they're in. Put it this way, we all go through sticky pathways sometimes in our life, whether it's a family member passing away or someone we know that's going through abuse, or we may be going through abuse ourselves. But what I would like people to take away from it is that there's always a way out. You know, you don't have to stay in the situation you are in. Yes, okay, if a family member passes away, then it takes time to heal. I would want people to recognize the fact that in time or making certain steps, you can get out of the situation you're in.
Ah, that's a brilliant place to end this. You can get out of the situation that you're in. And again, the series is called Victim. And I've said a couple of times, you can certainly go to Amazon and get that. I like the idea. I love the six characters and helping so many people. But it's a very, very interesting read. And you really do feel like you're right there in London. Good luck with the books and future books, because you're so prolific. I'm sure we'll be talking to you again.
Brilliant. It'll be lovely. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.